Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masecht des Ksubis, Perik Tes, Mishnah Beis. Mishames, if someone passed away, Venechani left over, Isha Ubalchoi Vyarshin. And all these three people need money. The wife has a right to demand her Ksubah. The Balchoiv is a person who says, listen, the one who passed away owed me money, I want my money back. Vyarshin, and the Yarshin want a Yarshin. The person that passed away, Yerusha is a right that the Torah gives. Problem is, who comes first? Now, let's say Reuven passed away. Well, he was 120 years old when he passed away. At one point, before he passed away, he asked Shimon to watch something for him. Or he lent Shimon money. So Shimon was guarding his thing, whatever it was, or Shimon owes him money. Shimon wakes up one morning and there are three people knocking on his door. There's the almana who wants her ksuba. My husband owed me money from the ksuba. Can I please have the money you have? You have his money. Or you have his chayfetz. There's the balchayiv. He says, man who passed away, Reuven owes me money. Can I please have that money, Shimon? You have his money. And there are the yarshim. No, give it to us. Who gets it? Rabbi Tarfon, Rabbi Tarfon says, Yenasnu l'koishel shebehen. Literally, give it to the weaker one amongst them. We don't mean who's physically weaker. We mean we give it to the one who has the shvachste, the weakest position in terms of being able to collect the money. We'll soon explain what that means. Rabbi Kiva says, Ein merachmin bedin. You're supposed to have rachmanis on someone else. But a rav that paskins a din Torah cannot paskin with rachmanis. You have to paskin according to the halacha. El rav yinasnu liyarshin. They should give it to the yarshin. Why should the yarshin get it before the almana who wants her ksuba? Or a balchoyv who says, he owes me money and he can prove it? And the answer is shekulan tzrich hashvur. The almana would have to swear. The balchoyv would have to swear. The ein hayarshin tzrich hashvur, but the yarshin don't have to swear. So therefore, says Rabbi Akiva, the Yarshin get it first. Okay, let's explain. Rule number one that you have to understand for this Mishnah. What does that mean? Picture the scene. I knock at a door and I say, hello, I'm sorry, I feel really bad that you lost your father, but your father owed me money, here's the shtar. And I see you have money on the table, I'll take that, please. No, you're not going to take that. Or if there's a bicycle in front, I'll take it. No, you're not going to take it. Movable objects are not collectible from Yisayimim. But I don't understand. I'm going to talk to Bezdin over here. Rev Bezdin, their father owed me money. And Bezdin will say to him, you can collect karka. That's it. The karka that the Yisayimim yarshin. Now, how am I going to get my money back? Wait, I just realized something. I know that this Reuven who passed away, I know for a fact he has an expensive ring and Shimon was watching it for him. Or I know for a fact that Shimon owes Reuven money. Let me go to Shimon and say, listen, Shimon, you have something that belonged to Reuven. Reuven owed me money. Can I please have it? So I knock on Shimon's door and I say, listen, here's my shtar. Reuven owed me money. Can I please have the ring that you were watching for Reuven? Can I please have the money that you owe Reuven? Now Shimon says, but there's the almana who's also asking for the ksuba, and then there are the yarshim that are saying, give it to us. What do I do? So if they asked Reb Tarfon, Reb Tarfon would say, give it to the weakest one. Who's the weakest one? Obviously, we don't mean who's physically the weakest one. We mean who is the weakest one to be able to collect straight from the assignment. Okay, so according to Reb Tarfon, this Shimon says, who should I give it to? Should I give it to the almana who wants her ksuba? Or should I give it to this man that Reuven owed money to? So there are two pshatim, how we understand kaishel shebehen. First pshat says about tenura, this is from the Gemara. Who has the later shtar? The rule is, when you want to collect, the earlier the date on the shtar, the better your position is. So if the almana has the later date on her ksuba, she's the most vulnerable. She would have the hardest time to collect the karka from the assignment. We'll give it to her. If the Baal Chayv, the one that Reuven owed money to, has the later date, we'll give it to him. Some say that's not what Reb Tarfon means. Reb Tarfon means you always give it to the Almana. We're not going to look at the date of the Shtar. But generally speaking, The almana comes to the Yisayim and says, okay, I want the karka for my ksuba, that you do have to give. The Baal Chayv comes to the Yisayim. He says, I want karka to pay up my chayv. It's much easier for the man, the Baal Chayv, to investigate whether the Yisayim have karka, they don't have karka, who has the karka. Suppose the karka was sold. When was it sold? Was it sold after he owed the money to, so really he had no right to sell it maybe? Was Meshubah to me? Was it sold beforehand? For a woman to investigate all of this would be much harder. And therefore, the woman, when she comes to collect karka from the Yisayimim, she's always in a much weaker position. And that's why if there's an opportunity now to pay her through a third party, give it to the almana first. That's called kaishal shebehen. Now, before we go further, let me just explain. What does this mean? That whoever has the later date has a shvacha position. So put this Mishnah aside for a moment. Let's go back a little bit to things that were discussed in Seder Nezikin. Forget our case. Stamazai. I knock on your door and I say, can you please lend me $10,000? And you say, sure. And we make a shtar, write it down, Adam, everything is done right. The understanding is I have a field, and if I don't pay you back, you're going to take my field. But I go and I sell that field. Then you come and you say, money please? Sorry, I don't have. Okay, but your field, I don't have, I sold it. I don't have the money from the sale either. So you're going to go to the person who bought it and say, excuse me, I need that field back. It was Meshubah to me. The one who bought it is going to say, prove it. And you're going to take out a shtar. And he's going to look very carefully, the one who bought the field, at the date of the shtar. And he, the buyer, is going to hope that the date of the shtar is after the date that he bought the field. Then he's going to say to me, when I bought the field, it wasn't Meshubah to you yet. It was before the loan. But if it has an earlier date, when I bought the field, he already owed you the money. I should have checked before I bought this field. It was a shtar, it was recorded. If the field isn't pledged, if the field isn't Meshubid, and then I'm going to have to give it up. Of course, I'm going to turn around and try to get my money back from the person I bought it, but that's not going to be easy. That's the reason that the earlier your date on a shtar, the better position you have. So again, Reb Tarfon says, let's go back to our Mishnah now. Poor Shimon. Reuven gave him a pakad and he owes Reuven money. Reuven passes away. He didn't return it to the Yarshim yet. There's an almana standing there by his door. Baal Chayv and the Yarshim. And they're saying, please, give it to us. Reuven owed us the money. Give it to us. Who do I give it to? If I give it back to the Yisayimim, if I give it to the Yarshim, the almana is not going to get it. And the Baal Chayv is not going to get it. Because metaltli diasmi lebachayv lemishtabdi, it's movable objects. So should I give it to the almona? Should I give it to the Baal Chayv? Reb Tarfon says, the weaker one amongst them. What does weaker one amongst them mean? According to the first pshat, whoever has the later date in the shtar. According to the second pshat, it's always the almona, because she would have the most difficult time if she had to collect karka from the Yisayimim to figure out when or where the karka was bought, sold, where is it. And therefore, we would rather help her. Baal Chayv will manage to collect from the karka. On that yesod, that we would rather help her, kumt Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva says like this. It may be true. The whole life of a Yid is nav rachmanis on someone else. But there's a chelik in Shulchan Aruch called chayshin mishpat. And that's hilchas dine mominis. And when it comes to dine mominis, we have to find the emes. Not the rachmanis. Rabbi Akiva says, ain, Merachman bedin. You can't have rachmanis on a person because they're in a weaker position. So, who should Shimon give it to? Should he give it to the almana, who wants her ksuba, who's crying for her ksuba? Should he give it to the Baal Chayv, who says, I need my money back, Reuven owes me the money? Or should I give it to the Yarshim? The answer is the Yarshim. Why the Yarshim? So Rabbi Akiva told us, Shekulan tzrichen shvua, ve'ein a Yarshim tzrichen shvua. Anyone that wants to collect a chayv from Yisayimim has to swear. Until they swear to the assignment the money is owed to them, they don't get it. So really, until the almana or the Baal Chayv is going to swear, we haven't established the money is owed to them yet. The only one we know for sure at this point, who vada is supposed to get this money that Shimon has, the pekadon or the loan, are the Yarshim. And that's the reason, says Rabbi Akiva, it goes to the Yarshim.